special testimonies for ministers and workers. Number 6. Not to be conscience for our fellow men. I feel deeply over this matter of men being conscience for their fellow men. Stand out of the way and let God work His own instrumentalities. Some have done work for which God will call them to account. He will ask of them, "Who hath required this at your hands?" I have not liberty to place my writing in the hands of men who feel that their work is to act the part of detectives over their brethren. My brethren in positions of trust, will you not discern your own deficiencies and put on the whole armor of righteousness yourselves? Will you not be just as watchful and critical over your own spirits and temperaments and words as you are over those of others, lest God should be dishonored and His truth misrepresented? Your discernment would be greatly improved if you would do this. The truth, the living word, would be as a fire shut up in your bones, which would shine forth in clear, unmistakable distinctness, representing Christ to the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Could none of those who have made themselves detectives see the tendency of the position they have taken in endeavoring to become a controlling power? Where was their clear spiritual eyesight? Why could they discern a mote in the eye of a brother while a beam was in their own eye? Oh, if ever a temple upon earth needed purifying, the institutions in Battle Creek need it now. Will you not seek God most humbly, that you may give the Laodicean message with clear, distinct utterance? Where are God's watchmen who will see the peril and give the warning? Be assured that there are messages to come from human lips under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Cry aloud, spare not. Show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. We are soldiers of Christ. He is the captain of our salvation, and we are under His orders and rules. We are to wear His armor. We are to be marshaled only under His banner. We are to subdue not our brother soldiers, but our enemies, that we may build up Christ's kingdom. We are laborers together with God. We are to keep on the whole armor of God and work as in view of the universe of heaven. Let every man do his duty as given him of God. Mrs. E. G. White.